Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Thursday, March 21st. U.S. equity futures are rallying this morning. You have S&P futures up 19 points. That's 35 basis points. NASDAQ futures are outperforming. They're up 120 points. That's 66 basis points. And you have Dow futures up 100 points or about 25 basis points. Europe's major indices are up about 70 basis points overall. You are seeing strong outperformance in basic resources, tech, retail, and real estate. Basic resources and tech are up over 2%. Tech is being driven higher by semiconductors. And then on the downside in Europe, you have further weakness in luxury names, so extending the softness from yesterday because of the Kering warning. Healthcare and insurance are also underperforming in Europe. And then turning to Asia, you saw gains pretty much across the board other than mainland China. So the Nikkei rallied 2%, the Hang Seng jumped also around 2%, and the Shanghai comp finished off just modestly. So a few moving pieces this morning. Just circling back to the Fed I think is still playing a role in the price action this morning as the dovish decision kind of seeps further into the narrative. I say it was dovish in large part because I think the narrative or the kind of conversation around the Fed had shifted in too hawkish of a direction over the last several weeks. So just kind of some of the highlights as to why the Fed was dovish yesterday. They left the 2024 dot unchanged, so still guiding for 75 basis points worth of cuts. Powell dismissed or downplayed the importance of the hot inflation numbers from January and February. He still sounds very confident that you will see a big move lower in housing inflation. Remember, this is perhaps the single biggest macro debate in the market, but he does think that you're going to see the shelter components of the CPI and the PCE move lower over the coming months. Still talking about how it will be appropriate to reduce rates at some point. I think if you kind of read between the lines, arguably he sounds a tiny bit more concerned about the growth outlook. So giving a shout out to kind of the other side of the dual mandate, not just inflation, but also the employment the employment dynamic as well. And then, we're going to get a decline in the pace of runoff, quote unquote, fairly soon. So I have a full write-up on the Fed that I sent around yesterday. There's a link to it in the piece today talking about the nuances of the decision. It was not, there were some hawkish elements to it as well. So by no means do I think the Fed was kind of extremely dovish. It's more just relative to market expectations. So that's the Fed from yesterday. In terms of incremental news since the close, Micron earnings last night, very bullish for the quarter, very bullish guidance, huge, extensive discussion around AI, very, very bullish on AI, talking about how Micron, they think, is one of the best positioned semiconductor companies to capitalize on AI over the coming years. So, we've had a series of big AI-driven earnings reports now over the last several weeks. Micron last night, Oracle on the 12th, Dell on late February, NVIDIA late February. And that is keeping the AI enthusiasm party going. So Micron's up about 16% in pre-market trading. And that is helping to catalyze all of tech. You saw a lot of the names levered to AI and semiconductors in Asia trade up. Hynix spiked 8.5% in Korea, and then all the semiconductor names are rallying in Europe as well. So Micron's a huge driver of what's happening this morning in pre-market trading, especially in the NASDAQ. And then on the macro front, a lot of headlines. You had a lot of economic numbers, flash PMIs out of Europe, Japan, India, and Australia. You had a strong Australian jobs report. The most important, in my opinion, was the Swiss National Bank. So the SNB came out with a surprise rate cut. So this is kind of the first of the major central banks to lower rates. And it was a surprise. So the markets were looking for rates to stay unchanged. They came out with a surprise quarter point cut. So I think that kind of just feeds into the narrative around from the Fed last week that you are seeing this dovish pivot in policy, despite the BOJ, which is an outlier, hiking rates Monday night. Central banks, other central banks, Fed, ECB, BOE, SMB, are all easing policy or on the cusp of easing policy. And so if you kind of go back to the four drivers of this rally, going back to October, it's resilient growth earnings, the pivot in global monetary policy in a dovish direction, disinflation, and AI enthusiasm. You had two big ones overnight. AI enthusiasm with Micron, and then the pivot in the dovish pivot in global policy with the SMB and the Fed. And that's really kind of the story for this morning. A lot of other news out, a lot of other earnings, a lot of other macro developments. So definitely take a look at the piece. I also have my latest kind of thoughts on the broader S&P for the calendar today. The highlights include the BOE decision at 8 a.m. I suspect, you know, it's going to be very similar to what the Fed and the ECB are saying. Cuts are coming. They're not imminent. And it's probably going to be around the June timeframe that they start. You get a couple of looks at the health of the U.S. economy for March with the Philadelphia Fed at 8:30 and the flash PMIs at 9:45, also weekly claims at 8:30. And then the major earnings reports include Accenture before the open, and then after the close, FedEx, Lululemon, and Nike. And those are the major highlights for today on the news front. There have been a couple of complaints on the audio quality of this podcast. I've made some tweaks, so it should be improved. If it is not, just reach out and let me know. And then for scheduling, there will not be a podcast next Tuesday through next Thursday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, there will not be a podcast. And then Friday is a holiday in the U.S. So Monday will be the only podcast for next week. And that is everything for today, Thursday, March 21st. Thank you for listening.